Good day, everyone, everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places in Yahshua, our Messiah. The name of this broadcast is Cross the Border. My name is Nicholas, and what we're doing here is most of the time is going through the Bible, book by book, chapter by chapter, and verse by verse, through the Bible. For the 21st century. We're going to start a new book today. We're in Ezekiel in chapter 1. It opens up in verse 1. Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the fourth month, in the fifth day of the month. Now I haven't been able to find the reference in the text here. In the 30th year of what? I don't find a reference for that, so I don't know if it's the 30th year of Ezekiel himself, but perhaps we'll find a clue somewhere in the text as we move along. He said, I was among the captives by the river Chebar, and of course we're talking about in Babylon, that the heavens were opened and I saw visions of God in the fifth day of the month, which was the fifth year of King Jehoiachin's captivity. So we do get a dating there. So it was the 30th year of perhaps Ezekiel's life and the fifth year of Jehoiachin's captivity. And if we're looking for a date when that was, Jehoiachin was the king of Israel. Let's see. He reigned 8 years when Babylon came in and took Ezekiel, Jehoiachin. Daniel was also taken captive at that time, if I've got it right. And this is 5 years after the king of Babylon came in. The king of Babylon came in the eighth year of Jehoiachin's reign. So the fifth year of the captivity of Jehoiachin would have been the 11th year of Zedekiah, because Zedekiah was installed in Jehoiachin's place by the king of Babylon. And of course, we know what happened when Zedekiah rebelled and the siege of the city, and finally the destruction of of Jerusalem, the temple, and all the houses of the princes and all the rich, you know, the houses in Jerusalem were destroyed, and the 70-year desolation began. So we're like 5-6 years before the desolation, if we're the fifth year of the captivity of Jehoiachin. So we'll get ourselves in the right place. And about the same time, Jeremiah was prophesying in Judea and Jerusalem, and perhaps even in prison. I haven't mapped out all of the particulars of how many years or how many days that Jeremiah was actually in prison before the destruction, because he was put in prison by, of course, Zedekiah, who was rebellious not only against the king of Babylon, whom the Hebrew people were told to surrender to. So Ezekiel in the fifth year of the captivity. So that puts us in the place of the calendar a few years before the desolations. And I could be wrong, but this is the way that I'm reading it here. In the fifth day of the month, which was the fifth year of King Jehoiachin's captivity. Jehoiachin, it says C-H-I-N, and I know there is perhaps several ways of pronouncing it. The word of, and of course the name, in the Authorized King James Version, it says lowercase the, capital, all uppercase, L-O-R-D, the Lord, which is the tetragrammaton, the name Yahuwah, by my best determination of the correct pronunciation. I would have to say Yahuwah, and I have Yahuwah, and I have a study on the name on my website, crosstheborder.org, if anyone looks into that. And I'm going to, when I read, I'm going to say, sometimes I'm going to go ahead and just read the King James Version English, the Lord, and sometimes I will translate it Yahuwah, using the name. But it says, and if someone would have read it in Hebrew, and pronounced the name, it would have said, the name of Yahuwah came expressly unto Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Chebar, and the hand of the Lord was upon him. And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud, and a fire enfolding itself, and a brightness was about it, and out of the midst thereof, as the color of amber, and out of the midst of the fire. Also out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man, which would mean a man's face, at least, if not the form of a man, but the likeness of a man. And every one had four faces, and every one had four wings, and their feet were straight feet, and the sole of their feet was like the sole of a calf's foot, and they sparkled like the color of burnished brass. Now, perhaps if we had a really good artist that could turn words into pictures, perhaps we might get a good understanding of exactly what Ezekiel's seeing, but I'm going to tell you, my imagination doesn't work that quick to understand exactly what he is seeing here. I can say one thing, though. I've never seen anything like what he's describing here. And they had the hands of a man under their wings on their four sides, and they four had their faces and their wings. Their wings were joined one to another, and they turned not when they went. They went every one straight forward. So now he's talking about the way they moved, trying to explain it the best he can for us. As for the likeness of their faces, they four had the face of a man and the face of a lion on the right side, and they four had the face of an ox on the left side, and they four had also the face of an eagle. Thus were their faces and their wings stretched upward. Two wings of every one were joined one to another, and two covered their bodies. And just meditating on this as I'm reading about it, I think, well, you know what? I'm going to see this someday. And then there's the people out there that want to turn these into flying saucers and alien beings. Well, they certainly are alien. I'll agree with that much, but I don't think they were from another planet. But I guess that's about all I'm going to say about that. Not the way people perceive, you know, in the movies and all that, like from Star Trek or Battlestar Galactica or all these weird movies they have out there, you know, aliens and all that stuff. No, nothing like that. I believe the only aliens that mankind really has to deal with are the kind from the heavenly realm, and that is perhaps demons and angels and whatever Ezekiel is seeing here. He's perhaps seeing in a vision and not really seeing something that is actually there on the earth, and, you know, in physical form in front of him. Well, let's continue anyway. He's talking about these beings that he sees and how they moved. And they went, everyone straight forward, whither the spirit was to go, they went, and they turned not when they went. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire, and like the appearance of lamps, it went up and down among the living creatures. And the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning. And the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning. Now, as I beheld the living creatures, behold, one wheel upon the earth by the living creatures with his four faces. Their appearance, the appearance of the wheels and their work was like unto the color of beryl. And they four had one likeness, and their appearance and their work was as it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel. And they went upon the four sides, and they turned not when they went. As for their rings, they were so high that they were dreadful, and their rings were full of eyes round about the four of them. And when the living creatures went, the wheels went by them, and when the living creatures were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up. Whithersoever the spirit was to go, they went thither. They went thither was the spirit to go, and the wheels were lifted up over against them, for the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. When those went, these went. And when those stood, these stood. And when those were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up over against them. For the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. And the likeness of the firmament upon their heads of the living creatures was as the color of the terrible crystal stretched forth over their heads above. And under the firmament were their wings straight, the one toward the other. Every one had two, which covered on this side, and every one had two, which covered on that side, their bodies. And when they went, I heard the noise of their wings like the noise of great waters, as the voice of the Almighty, the voice of speech, as the noise of a host. When they stood, they let down their wings. And there was a voice from the firmament that was over their heads when they stood and had let down their wings. And above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of the throne, as the appearance of sapphire stone. And upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness as the appearance of a man above upon it. And I saw as the color of amber, as the appearance of fire round about within it, from the appearance out of his loins even upward, and from the appearance of his loins even downward, I saw as it were the appearance of fire. And it had brightness round about, as the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud in the day of rain. So was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of Yahweh. When I saw it, I fell upon my face, and I heard a voice of one that spoke. Ezekiel chapter 2. And he said to me, Son of man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak unto thee. And the Spirit entered into me when he spoke unto me, and set me upon my feet, that I heard him that spoke unto me. And he said unto me, Son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that hath rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me, even unto this very day, for they are impudent children and stiff-hearted. I do send thee unto them, and thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God. And in this case, it is the Elohim, or Adonai, Lord, Yahuwah, or Yahovee, it says, a variation on the name. And that's one of the few places you find this variation on the name. But they just put it, instead of the Lord, they put it the Lord in lowercase, God, G-O-D, uppercase. I notice these things because I'm interested in the name. So if anybody's wondering why I stop, why I say, why I comment on the name, that's the reason. After all, if you go to my website, you'll see my, it's called Cross the Border, and then I have my name, and after my name, I have Biblical Studies. And, yeah, no other letters after my name. No letters at all. No seminary Jesuit indoctrination to confuse the matter of the Word of our Heavenly Father. I believe His Holy Spirit is adequate for whoever He commissions to do the work. So here we are, Ezekiel chapter 2 and verse 5. And they, the Lord, Yahuwah, speaking to Ezekiel, continuing here, and they, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are a rebellious house, yet shall know that there hath been a prophet among them. And thou, son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words, though briars and thorns be with thee, and thou dost dwell among scorpions. And perhaps this is a reference to them living in Babylon. As we live in Babylon today, we have briars and thorns are with us, and we dwell among scorpions. He says, be not afraid of their words to his prophet, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. And thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are a most rebellious. And that's, you know, I feel this, and the way that the Heavenly Father is speaking to Ezekiel is sometimes that that's what I hear him say to me, that I'm out here and nobody wants to hear it. Nobody wants to hear the truth of the matter. They're all following fantasies and fables and books that are labeled fiction. They're all following Jesuit-trained seminarians, hirelings that go to school because they want to work in the ministry. And then they go in the ministry and they get all of the benefits from the corporate ministry and the state. Tax-deductible donations can give you benefits like a health plan, a retirement plan. How about just a paycheck every week? Yes, indeed. I know how that feels. I know what the Heavenly Father is saying to Ezekiel because I feel he says it to me. He said, go out there. Don't worry. You know, don't worry. If nobody's listening, you are just to be obedient to me. That's what he says to me. Don't worry about getting paid. I will supply all your needs according to my riches and glory. You know, obedience is yours. Results are mine. So mine is just to obey. And Ezekiel, the same thing. He says, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are a rebellious house, yet shall know that there hath been a prophet among them. And thou, son of man, be not afraid of them. Neither be afraid of their words, though briars and thorns be with thee, and thou dost dwell among scorpions. Be not afraid of the words, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. And thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are a most rebellious house. And you see that this is repeated like three times, kind of to get the message into Ezekiel's brain of what he's dealing with and what he's going to have to put up with. Be thou, son of man, hear what I say unto thee. Be not thou rebellious like that rebellious house. Open thy mouth and eat that I give thee. So if you want to work for the Heavenly Father in these last days, in the midst of Babylon, in the captivity of Babylon, we need to be obedient. We cannot be rebellious. If we're going to serve him, we have to come out and we have to put off the ways of the world around us. We are to be in the world and not of it. Basically, that's what the Heavenly Father here is telling Ezekiel. You're in the world. You're in Babylon. You are not of it. They are rebellious. You are not to be rebellious because that's required if the Heavenly Father is going to work through you, if he's going to speak through you, if he's going to minister and prophesy through you. You cannot enter into the rebellion. You need to come out of it and learn obedience. So, be thou son of man, but thou son of man, hear what I say unto thee. Be not thou rebellious like that rebellious house. Open thy mouth and eat that I give thee. And when I looked, behold, a hand was sent unto me, and lo, a roll of a book was therein. And he spread it before me, and it was written without and within. And there was written therein lamentations and mourning and woe. Moreover, chapter 3 and verse 1, moreover, he said unto me, son of man, eat that thou findest. Eat this roll and go speak unto the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat that roll. And he said to me, son of man, cause thy belly to eat, and fill thy bowels with this roll that I give thee. Then did I eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. And he said to me, son of man, go, get thee into the house of Israel, and speak with my words unto them. For thou art not sent to a people of strange speech, and of a hard language, but to the house of Israel, not to many people of a strange speech and a hard language, whose words thou canst not understand. Surely, had I sent thee to them, they would have hearkened unto thee. But the house of Israel would not hearken unto thee, for they will not hearken unto me. For all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-hearted. Behold, I have made thy face strong against their faces, and thy forehead strong against their foreheads. As an adamant, harder than flint, have I made thy forehead. Fear them not, neither just be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. Moreover, he said to me, Son of man, all my words that I shall speak unto thee receive in thine heart, and hear with thine ears, and go, get thee to them of the captivity unto the children of Israel of thy people, and speak unto them, and tell them, thus saith the Lord God, whether they will hear, or whether they will forbear. Then the Spirit took me up, and I heard behind me a voice of a great rushing, saying, Blessed be the Lord, be the glory of Yahweh from this place. I heard also the noise of wings of the living creatures that touch one another, and the noise of the wheels over against them, and the noise of a great rushing. And we'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to Cross the Border.